Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as we welcome our host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
Hello, this is your host, Alicia Brown, and I'm so excited to take this brief pause to talk to my CEOs and entrepreneurs. I love how our shows that air on the first and third Thursday of the month do cater to those different topics so you can have a laser focus to grow your business, but also feel the need to just pull you aside sometimes for that quick dose of empowerment and transformation. So I want to take this moment that I call CEO Talk and just zone in this quick little dose to supercharge you. And my question to you is, do you know when to stop? You know, being an entrepreneur requires a lot of work and there's a lot of moving pieces. If you're not careful, you'll easily find yourself in exhaustion. Now, our debut show, when we opened up this platform, was talking about the hustle does not have to be a grind. And I know a lot of times we're encouraged to, you got to be on your grind. You got to be hustling. You always got to be moving and doing this and doing this. But sometimes we're moving and we're not strategic. And we're doing a lot of activity, but we're not doing things that's actually helping our business. And we're not strategic, which means we're not really making the moves that we're supposed to be making. When you add other factors such as life changes, unexpected occurrences, poorly planned or positioned lifestyle, all of those things combined with the normal stress of being an entrepreneur could lead to illness, exhaustion, fatigue, and then life-altering circumstances. So what can you do to avoid entrepreneurial exhaustion? There are six tips, and I'll share this article with you on our social media pages. But for the personal health section of Entrepreneur Magazine, they share six ways that exhausted entrepreneurs can combat fatigue. And I love their little subtitle, Stop Being a Work Martyr for at least 8 hours per night. You know, a lot of people don't even get 8 hours of sleep a night. And this is where it can really be a problem because the body does need the proper amount of rest, not only to give you energy, but to rejuvenate itself and for your cells to go through its natural processes. So if you're not getting enough sleep, it can cause some serious health issues as well as affect your clarity in order to really be able to run your business successfully. One of the things, their first step, is to check your sleeping environment. And, you know, that is one thing that we also advise you as far as your work environment. Some entrepreneurs, small business owners work from home, and there is proven scientific evidence of your productivity based on what your working environment looks like. So one of the things they talk about is check your sleep environment if you're getting insufficient amounts of sleep. Everything from your room temperature. Also, the glare of digital screens. You know, a lot of us are so geared into our phone. We're tied to our phone and electronic devices. But the way that you have those, if you look at your cell phone or your tablet or your laptop just minutes or even less than an hour before you go to sleep, it does disturb certain chemicals that actually make it difficult for you to fall and stay asleep. Another tip that they give is to examine your diet, your sleep, and exercise habits. You know, if you know me, you know I'm a coffee drinker, so I love coffee. And really, it isn't so much for a boost it gives me. I love the taste of coffee. It's part of my morning ritual. However, you know, we all can remember when we, if you're a coffee drinker, had that first cup for a little bit of a boost. Maybe at that time in life we were doing a whole bunch of different things and we just need a little energy boost. You know, that's why people drink energy drinks and a lot of times take certain vitamins. But the fact is, if you're not getting enough sleep and you need certain boosts like that, That's that lack of sleep is your fatigue you feel in exhaustion. It's trying to tell you something. It's trying to, the body is a perfect way of warning you when things are out of balance and when it's in distress. Maybe it's something you're eating. A lot of times we're on the go. We're quick to maybe grab fast food or prepackaged prepared things. But those, the way they're prepared and what we're consuming in the body has everything to do with our energy levels and our productivity. Also, exercise habits. If we're not getting enough exercise, if we're not getting the exercise for our body and what we need in our current lifestyle, that can also be a problem. The third tip they give is try to take some time off if you're feeling exhausted. And I will give you that, which is definitely inspiration for this CEO Talk episode. I had a family crisis emergency last week. I mean, everything from close people to me that were being hospitalized unexpectedly. Everything from one went to hospice and died pretty much 24 hours later. So all of these things were going on, and my normal mechanism is just to work through it. Work, work, work. And, you know, when I feel it's too much, then stop. Wisdom taught me this time, just cancel things and reschedule things. And I'm glad I did, because I really needed the rest. And it was a lot of things that were unexpected. I mean, we went through one thing with the hospitalization of one, another one was hospitalized. We got over that hump. Okay, everything's good. And then you're getting calls about hospice. And then you're getting calls about the death. And then, you know, there's normal things we have planned that we couldn't reschedule. So sometimes you just need to stop. Take time off. And there's no shame in that. You know, that superhero cape that a lot of us try to wear, you don't need to do that. Which also, step four, and this is an issue I have, get your allergies under control. You know, some of us, based on where we live or just things we have allergies or sinuses. And allergy or sinus infection can interfere with your sleep. That inflammation, and that's part of a natural thing with you, that leads to fatigue. I can't tell you how many times I have a great day, feel great, and have some type of sinus thing going on, something in a particular environment triggered it, and I can literally feel my energy draining. So sinus and allergies, maybe sometimes you hadn't thought about that, can have an effect. And if you're looking at your house, you know, sometimes you may regularly clean your bedding and things like that. You may need to change them, or, you know, maybe it's extra dusty or something. So make sure you're washing allergens off your body, especially like summertime. Sometimes the first thing you need to do is come in the house, remove those clothes, and take a shower, when the pollen level is very heavy or irritant in the air outside. And always, number five, make an appointment with your doctor. And this is one thing I think you can't be too paranoid about, because sometimes we feel a little fatigued and we're like, been a little busy at work, things going on with the family, and yeah, that's probably why I'm a little tired. Or you got some body pain, or, you know, something doesn't feel right, but you're looking at your life saying, it's probably that. Sometimes it's not. If you're having muscle spasms, if you have body pain, if you're having headaches now and they're more frequent, whatever the norm is for you and you're feeling some other things, it never is too soon to go to the doctor and check those things out. You know, sometimes that fatigue is not what you're thinking it is. There's something going on with your biochemistry. It can be anything from heart disease. Maybe you have sleep apnea. You know, I say this sometimes to people I travel with, and you hear them snoring very loudly. You know, and people will dismiss that, oh, they just snore. No. If someone is snoring really loudly, sometimes they have sleep apnea. And despite the fact of the just the idea that you're stopping breath in your sleep, sleep apnea carries a lot of other things with it. Sometimes it may be a sign that maybe you're diabetic. Some people had extreme fatigue and, you know, felt like they were going to pass out. And when they go to the doctor, they find out they were diabetic. Or you might be anemic. And as someone that suffers from mild anemia, I cannot tell you how fatiguing anemia can be, especially if you're not getting your iron supplement. So always consult the advice of a doctor. Don't be afraid to check in. A lot of times we have, you know, urgent care clinics where you can get in and out. Don't have to have an appointment. Make sure you do that and check your body regularly. As the saying says, your health is your wealth. And then the last tip is take being exhausted seriously. Sometimes, you know, we get used to the languaging and the people in our environment will cooperate with us. But the fact is, being exhausted, being in a constant state of exhaustion, is not good. Being in a constant state of sleep deprivation is not good. So fatigue is not something to take lightly. And the truth of the matter is, and I agree with this article, Entrepreneur 100%, exhausted entrepreneurs aren't assets to their businesses. Again, exhausted entrepreneurs aren't assets to their businesses. That fatigue can wreak havoc with your decision-making and cognitive skills. And that would be bad enough, as the article mentions, if you're the only person affected. But when you're the boss, your entire company and staff is impacted by your fatigue. So you want to take it seriously and address it promptly. And I don't care if you're just a solo entrepreneur. You're serving people. That's why you're in business. So maybe you don't go into a building and have staff members, but you're serving people. So they need the best of you. The life of your business, the future projection of your business, your dreams for your business needs the best of you. So those were six ways you can combat fatigue. Don't take this lightly. Don't take this as something that's a norm. Realize when your body is trying to tell you something. I know one of the things after such a heavy week, I'm so gracious for this week. We're going into a holiday season. The funny thing is, traditionally, my family celebrates the holiday the week before. So while everybody's, you know, rushing like crazy for all these meals they're cooking and all these things they're doing, we've already done it. So I'm resting. So for me, holiday time, I'm just picking who house I'm going to, what I'm bringing, and I'm getting to relax. And sometimes that's what you need to do. Maybe you cook one particular dish and you cater the rest of it. Or maybe you have this thing with friends. If you're joining together, this one does this dish. Or even your family. You might, if you're married and have children, you can get your kids involved. You can get your spouse involved. Maybe you took great pleasure in cooking all these pies and different dishes. Maybe this year you just focus on desserts. Maybe this year you just focus on two or three of those special sides you make, and that's it, instead of doing the whole production. Or maybe you do what I've done for a few years, is take the family out somewhere. There's a lot of lovely restaurants that are preparing that traditional meal. So do that, and maybe you just cook a dish or two, like a special dessert or something they love, that's at the house when you come home. Being mindful of what you need and including rest and relaxation as part of your plans is so important. And I know one part of mine is definitely this weekend I'm going out and going away for a concert. So I have rest and relaxation prepared. I do want to invite you to join us for our upcoming show, where we will have clinical psychologist Dr. Carla Manley, who will provide insight on how to transform our lives and overcome anxiety, trauma, depression, and relationship issues. So we get to continue this. And believe it or not, you might be suffering from winter blues in this month. As the holiday seasons and the winter months approach, if you notice some weight gain or a change in your appetite, you have a special cravings for certain sweet or starchy foods, your energy levels dropping, fatigue as we talked about, you're irritable or you have difficulty concentrating, you might be affected by seasonal affective disorder, which impacts 10 million Americans. So tune in for that show. And as always, you can keep abreast of what's going on at theentrepreneurslounge.info. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Entrepreneur's Lounge, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. Make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page and thejoyguru.net for show updates, announcements, and to learn how you can be a guest on our show.